Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Thank you for allowing us to be part of the program today. Thank you for letting us be part of your world today. With the drought being going across the country, Tree Diaper has the device in which you can utilize in order to water your plants consistently.
Before Tree Diaper, watering trees, shrubs, and bushes was not your favorite job on your property, let's be honest. But with Tree Diaper, it's not really a job. Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases stored rainwater when plants need it. Or you can water it yourself. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water, and it slowly releases water over 3 weeks. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Every time it rains, Tree Diaper recharges. Made in the USA, you can find all the sizes they have available. That's treediaper.com, treediaper.com.
Well, we are going to soon be in the time of canning what you grow, and we need to get canning prep. We need to get our tools together, get our equipment together, know what we need to know, and don't do what shouldn't be done so we can do things the right way the first time, and it's safe.
Right. So I know here canning lids have been difficult to find, and I know that in other areas – perhaps two. And so earlier this week, I called Ball Canning. I called their consumer services hotline. And I spoke to a very nice gentleman named Michael. And I asked him, like, what's up, you know, with the lids? Because I know that I asked the manager at one of our local grocery stores, and she said that they were going to ramp up production for the canning season to provide more lids. And he said that was true. That was going to happen. But also, a lot of people decided to start canning last year, and panic bought or whatever, a lot of lids, you could say. And then even some people now are flipping them online and selling them for more than what they should to make a profit because of the urgent situation that occurred with the canning lids. I didn't even know this was a thing, but apparently it was.
Right. You see this on Marketplace. You see this on selling sites, three boxes of 12 for $25 and whatnot. So the canning lid should be, at least in some form of production, getting closer to your stores, hopefully by the time where many of us will be needing them.
And it sounds like Ball is definitely on top of it. Like
they're aware.
They're aware. They know it's a situation. I mean, and obviously they can't control that. Some person who shouldn't be selling them and taking advantage of poor people, they can't control that, but they can ramp up production. They can do what they need to do.
So we got to get canning lids. I understand that if there is a certain situation where you have to get off-brand canning lids, it's not the best. They probably come from China, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Right. And that might have to happen this year.
Right.
And if you are one of these people who's selling them, trying to make a profit, just please stop. You're not being fair to anybody.
I mean, if you bought them for $3 and sold them for $4, okay. But some of these they bought them for $3 and they're selling for $7.
Right.
I mean, I understand the market, and, you know, you can make a dollar here, dollar there. But anyway.
Maybe you should try to find a different hobby or something.
Besides canning lids, what else do we need to be aware of if we're going to start canning? Many people may be trying to preserve either this is their second year or their first year. What does one need to know here?
So I think the biggest thing is to talk about is the recipes. You want to use reputable recipes, and you want to use, especially if you're newer to canning, you want to make sure you're using a recipe that's been developed within about the past 15 years. Things have changed. The way food is growing has changed, things like that. So good websites like is Ball, which is freshpreserving.com. Another one is the National Center for Home Food Preservation. If you can get the Ball Blue Book, it's usually found at like grocery stores or farm supply stores, or you can find it online too. But if you want to page through it before you purchase it, you can find it at grocery stores or even like big box stores.
Just because you have a recipe from old Grant Abel, you know, Rose or whatever, your great-grandmother or grandfather from 1873, you don't want to use it.
Right. So, yeah. So you want to make sure you use a reputable source. So there's the Ball Canning website, which is freshpreserving.com. the National Center for Home Food Preservation. Better Homes and Gardens has a lot of great canning information. And then Taste of Home website, and they have a magazine. I don't know if they have canning recipes in their magazine, but that's maybe how you might be familiar with them. Taste of Home also has safe and reputable canning recipes. So once you have your safe and good canning recipe, you want to review it because you might think, okay, yeah, I have, you know, sugar and I have this and I have that.
But I don't have this thing.
But then all of a sudden you go to can and you're like, oh, wait, no, I don't have this.
We'll just go ahead and can without it.
Right, and that's not safe. So a few things that people don't think about is like lemon juice. And you want to use bottled lemon juice because it has a consistent acidity. And you might think, I got that in the back of the fridge. And you go to look and it expired last October.
2016.
Right. Or whatever. Whatever the last
time. Not that that's happened to us.
No. Not that's happened to us. But yeah, so you want to keep that in mind. Another thing is just knowing, like, there's one recipe we make. I think it's zucchini relish. We have to let it sit like overnight or something.
Three hours. Jerusalem artichoke relish is overnight. Zucchini relish is for 3 hours.
Right. So you might think, okay, it's 7 o'clock. I'm going to can this. All of a sudden you have to let something soak for 3 hours. And then by the time you cook it down and let it soak, you're pulling jars out of the canner at 1 a.m.
Right.
So that's not that we've ever done that.
Twice.
Sugar. Another one I forgot almost to mention was salt. A lot of times it calls for canning salt, so it's just because it doesn't have that iodization. So canning salt is what you want to use.
And isn't canning salt just a little larger granular size than iodine salt?
I think so.
But you have to use uniodine salt or what is called canning salt in order for the science to do what it needs to do.
Right. So there's that. Now, if you're cooking like salsa or something and you're cooking it down, you're adding a pinch of salt. If it's iodized, it's fine. But if it's something like anything that is a higher salt content, you want to use that canning salt. So then vinegar, pectin. So there's Pomona pectin, which is you can do the recipe regular or you can do a lower reduced sugar recipe.
Right.
Jars, you know, you want to make sure your jar situation, what do you got going on with
yard
that?
Sales is a great place for that. There's a lot of people, even though you may think, oh, everybody's canning, there's a lot of canning jars on Marketplace, at yard sales. Now, the price has gone up than it was 5-8 years ago just because there's a demand for them. But you can get a lot of good canning jars. A couple of things you want to look for if you're buying canning jars at a yard sale. Kind of hard to do this on Marketplace is rub your finger around the rim to make sure there's no cracks or dings or fractures. And make sure they say Mason jar on them. It's not just a clear old 1987 mayonnaise jar that's thin wall that's not good for canning.
Yeah, you want to make sure they're proper Mason canning jars. And definitely, you know, check that situation out. Make sure that maybe you have enough for what you need. You might still have a lot of canned goods on the shelf. And you might think, oh, I got enough jars, whatever. And then you don't. So you kind of want to plan for that. Another thing is pectin. So there's Pomona pectin. Again, you can use lower reduced sugar recipes with that, or the full sugar as well. It's just a better option depending on what your need is.
Well, there are recipes and there are ways of canning in which you do not have to add any sugar at all. You can use water, like peaches. If it's all peaches except for I think it's white peaches, you can just put water in. You don't have to add a syrup.
Right. So I'm talking about pectin.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Pectin. You don't can peaches and pectin unless you're making like peach jam or something.
Right. And we've covered this before, but I want to ask it again. Difference between jam and jelly for people who are new?
Sure. So jam is canned with the chunks of fruit, and then jelly is just basically the liquid, and then it makes like a gel, mm-hmm. like a jello type consistency that you spread on your whatever you do with your jelly. So another thing is to look at all your tools, locate them. So if you have your jar lifter and you don't know where it is and it might be in the back of a cupboard or drawer somewhere, find that, you know.
Gave it to somebody and you freak out about it and you don't have it anymore.
Right. That happens too, or your funnel or whatever. So you want to definitely make sure you're collecting those items and getting them prepared and making sure they work properly. Like our canner is a little bit I don't know, seeing better days, but not our canner, our jar lifters.
Jar
seeing
lifter,
better
yeah.
Yeah. So that's another thing. And then that's another thing. Locate your canners. You might have put them on a high storage shelf somewhere, and you want to get them down and make sure they're nice and ready to go.
Well, back on the tool situation, you need a head measurer, a funnel, jar lifter. We've got about three of each of those. Because we've got three funnels, we've got one head space measure, we've got a couple of jar lifters, and you want to have five or six towels and a whole roll of paper towels, because when you can, if you've never canned before, it is a very quick, timely. We got a boom, 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 right in a row. You can't go, well, we're partially done, we're going to eat supper, and then we'll finish. It's got to get done all in a timely manner. Otherwise, it's not done correctly, and it can be put in the jar, and it can be unsafe for consumption.
Right, and that's correct. So you want to make sure that you are set up ready to go. And then, you know, just things like measuring cups, ladles, wooden spoons, anything that you might need to...
Wooden instead of...
Metal.
Yeah, why?
Because metal can cause a reaction when you have it in the pot, and then it just causes a reaction. It can cause a reaction, so you want to use wood.
Advised by the higher-ups at the... Ball and every other reputable sources saying that it wouldn't is what you need to use.
Right. Another thing I want to mention is that maybe you want to consider trying something new this year. There are artisanal recipes. One of them is by Melissa McClellan. She writes the book Food in Jars, and she has a few different other books. And she does kind of artisanal recipes. She's a great resource. And even like Better Homes and Gardens has some fun recipes that are a little bit different. Like we made basil tomato jam or something mm-hmm. like that. That was delicious and it was fun and different. So,
and you made chocolate orange jam?
Chocolate orange jelly. And that's on our website at thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. Makes a great, fun gift. So consider trying something new, because you never know. You know, you could try something new. You might like it. You might hate it. You might just give it to your coworkers and say, here you go.
Well, if you're going to do it, you want to do it on a small scale.
Yeah, sure.
Because we done pickled Swiss chard stems, one of the more popular videos and articles on our website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, in the last 60 days. It looks like pickled celery, and it... To us, we did not enjoy it. Now, obviously, there's people that do enjoy such thing, but we did not find it was something that was enjoyable. It's a different thing. Now, pickled asparagus, now that was good when we did it that way. So there are some things that are good and some things that are not so great. So anything else we need to add to canning prep?
I would just say, you know, make sure you're prepared to think about what you need, what you're going to need, and then go from there.
Well, summer is in full swing, and we're not looking back. We've got hot temperatures, it's dry, but those nasty Japanese beetles are wreaking havoc on our garden, Holly.
Yeah, if you're looking to successfully control beetles without damaging the environment, look no further than Beetle Gone from Phylum Bioproducts. It's derived from a naturally occurring soil bacteria. Beetle Gone is the only organic solution that successfully controls beetle invaders. Just mix the powder with water and spray it on your plants. Once ingested, the targeted pests will stop feeding and die. And since it's an organic BT product, you know that the great choice to use on your fruits and vegetables, in addition to your ornamental flowers and shrubs.
Not only does Beetle Gone work, but what I like most about it, Holly, this product is that it's safe to use around beneficial insects such as butterflies, bees, and ladybugs, and has no issue with water toxicity. Beetle Gone from phylumbioproducts.com. That's phyllom bioproducts.com. It's a product that works and it's safe for the environment.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.